kind of get to what we're doing now in terms of transitioning to a next stage. And it has to do with, because I've been like a little sensitive to times of moving from one station to the next, right? A little bit is like that now. So I was especially curious about the psukim in Parshas Baalayscha that discussed the traveling of Klal Yisrael, obvious parallel. And I noticed that the psukim say as follows. The psukim say that when the Anon goes up on the Mishkan, that's when you should get ready to travel, when it stands up. When the Anon stands up, that's when you should get ready to travel. And then it says, and then when it stops, so that's when you should camp. And it says sometimes it'll be a few days, sometimes it'll be a month, sometimes a year or more, even a couple of years. And when I was reading that pasuk, I felt a little bit like, why are you schmoozing with me? Like, you don't need to tell that to me. Just tell me, when the Anon goes up, you should travel. When it goes down, you should camp. I can figure it out sometimes. It's longer, sometimes it's short. I got this. I don't need you to explain that to me. So I want to give a little bit of a flavor. I don't know if it's a full answer, but a little bit of a flavor as to why that conversation is important. Okay? That's Aleph number one. Number two, which is even more of a question, is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make two chatzotzeris, two trumpets. And sometimes they blew tkiyas, and sometimes they blew truas. There's no such a thing as a shvarim. A shvarim is a form of trua. Okay? Like, for example, when they went to war, they blew truas. When it was yantif, they blew tkiyas. Because trua, which is the lashon of trua, is the lashon of ra, that's when things are difficult, things are tough. And the lashon of tkiyah, of simcha, a long, beautiful kail, that's when things are, like when you're announcing something joyous. Okay? That's why the Gemara says in Bava Madlikin and the Lamed Daled that before Shabbos they used to blow tkiyas to remind everyone to stop doing work. But they didn't blow truas, they blew tkiyas because Shabbos is coming. That's good times. Therefore, when it was time to travel, they blew truas because travel is challenging. And when it was time to camp and relax and we were here, they blew tkiyas. So far, so good? Okay. What's the verb of a tkiya? Litkaya. You're tkiya a tkiya. True? What's the verb of a trua? Lahariya. So why is it, my friends, that when the Torah says that you should blow truas, it says uskatem trua? That's a little strange. How did being tekeya become the verb of both tekeya and trua? Apparently it is. How did that happen? Now, by the way, I'm so confident in this question because Chazal used the word uskatim to refer to a tekeya also, because in one place it says uskatim trua, and another place it says trua yiska'u. So in one place it has tkiya trua, the other place that's trua tkiya, and we learn from there that you're supposed to blow tkiya trua tkiya. So you see that the word uskatim is related to the word tkiya, but it's the way that the pasuk tells you to blow a trua, uskatim trua. You agree with the kasha, right? It's a good kasha. I think the pshat is very, very important, and very important for us, that in life we travel sometimes, and we're camped sometimes. So, like, you know, when this man started, we came here. It was a travel to get here. We had to transition, sometimes physically, sometimes emotionally, sometimes in our seichel. We have to transition to this new mode of yeshiva starting. But then once we're in it, now we're here. We're camped here. We're used to that. It's dependable. We know what to expect next. And then it comes time for change again. Some of us are more sensitive to change than others. Okay, it's time for a new trip until the next matzav, when things calm again and things are you know, become steady. Sometimes the trip is for a few weeks, like when you go to camp. Sometimes the trip is for a few months, like when you go to school. Sometimes the trip could be for a few years, like when you get married, the first phase of your marriage, or something like that. You know, if you go to a new yeshiva, you know, things like that. Like all you know, it's a transition for a longer time. And each thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides how long that should be. That's why it's important to point out. It's not up to you. Hashem has his cheshbon. Sometimes he wants you someplace for a week. Sometimes he wants you someplace for a month. Sometimes he wants you someplace for a year. There was one place that Klal Yisrael camped in the Midbar for 19 years. Yeah, it was a long yachanu. Al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yiso. When Hashem wants us to travel, we travel. And we move on to the next stage. When Hashem wants us to stay where we are, we stay put and we stay where we are. That's up to Hashem. And in life, it's like that also. When we go from Nisayan to Nisayan, from one part of the year to the next, from one stage of our lives to the next, there's always transition stages. Engagement is a good Al Pi Hashem Yiso, right? When you're traveling, you're transitioning to a whole new reality. So that's what I think, is that even though Trua is a lashon of difficulty, but it's not a difficulty in a bad sense. If a person has the right attitude towards it, he doesn't want to stay camped in the same place forever, because that would mean no growth. Growth is that you've accomplished what you need to accomplish here, and now it's time to move on to the next challenge. Al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yiso. That's why it says uskatem trua. With the same joy that you blow a tkiya, you should blow a trua. You should blow a trua in a tkiya way. Because even though the trua represents a difficult journey, but there's an excitement to a difficult journey. Hashem is inviting us to a new stage in life. Hashem is bringing us to a new horizon, a new opportunity, a new way to discover new things about ourselves. So that's my understanding of why it says, uskatim trua. What do you